On this day, we come to give Christian burial to that which was the body on earth for 103 years and several months and days of James T. Denny. Now, some would say, well, when someone reaches 103, we cannot really have to mourn. Why should we be sad? That was a very long and fruitful life. And indeed, it was. Not that you will ever hear it from him. Mr. Denny never said anything about himself, unless you pried it out of him. And then, one thing that was remarkable, he never said anything bad about anybody else. Not once in all the years that I've known him, which is about 30, not once did I ever hear him say anything bad. And so, I mean, that in itself is a testimony to the person that he was. And it's a testimony to the future that is his. Now, earlier I said that he may very well be in purgatory. Now, nobody knows. If he is in purgatory, thanks be to God, because it will probably not be too long, maybe 100 or 200 years. Most people think purgatory is 5 days. It's thousands of years for most people. You and I will probably be in there for a long time, if we make it. But whatever the time it is, it's up to God for him to make up for his sins. And he did indeed have sins. Some I knew, some I didn't. And of course, you're not going to know any of them. It's all a secret between me and him and God. But again, as I said, he never said anything bad about anyone else. And he even kept his sorrows pretty quiet, unless you pried them out of him. But he did so many, many things, too many for me to go into. I certainly can't remember all the different facts and events that are listed in the very huge obituary. I've never seen one that big, not even for the Pope. Not that he didn't deserve it, but it was quite elaborate and very wonderful. It's a good testimony of who he was. He did so many things, but never bragged about one. In the meantime, he tried to do good things in his life as well as he could. Even in the last few years when he was mostly homebound, he used to come to the Tridentine Mass on Sundays. And that's why, of course, between that and the fact that this is the home of the Tridentine Mass for this diocese, in this shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, it's not just St. Stephen anymore. It is the shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, and therefore we are protected from any other legislations that anyone may try to issue. And so, because of that, we have this ancient rite of the Mass, which was the normal rite of the Mass for the whole church until 1969. All those years, all those centuries, we had this. Not anything else that you see in other parishes. That is totally contrary to the teaching and the tradition of the church. And tradition, it is here. This is the home of tradition. Not only by my will, but by the bishop's will, who loves this shrine and parish of Our Lady of Fatima. And so, we have this ancient rite of the Mass, an ancient requiem, the Mass in which we give burial to the souls, to the bodies of those who have died, and pray for their souls in purgatory. And so today we do this privilege and honor for James Denny. And by the way, you'll hear me say Jacobus or Jacobi in the prayers that I say out loud. I don't say most of them out loud. You'll see that in a minute. Jacobus means James in Latin. And so he is Jacobus. And when our Lord saw him for his judgment just a few days ago, he would say, Veni, Jacobi, come, James, in Latin. And all the great theologians and exorcists of the church say how much our Lord and our Lady love Latin, and how much, another very important reason, how much the devil hates and fears Latin. It should come back, and it should have never been gotten rid of by those who did. And James believed in that. And he came to the Latin Mass every Sunday until it was not possible for him to come. Of course, that Mass is sung from the very first word to the very last word. Usually, requiems here are also sung, but the good Lord has permitted me to have some complication with my vocal cords, and hopefully it will not be anything too bad or permanent. But if it's God's will, then maybe mine will be the next funeral. So be God's will. Glory be to God. But in the meantime, we're here, and we, myself and all of this parish, James was the oldest parishioner of this parish. And I wonder if any other parish has a parishioner who is still pretty active, who was 103 plus. And so, I mean, that in itself is a great privilege. So he came here, he did everything he could until he couldn't. And many things that we use on the altar at Christmas and at Easter, he built. He was a great carpenter, and he did exactly as you told him. And so we always will remember him as long as we are able to use those things. They too get old, so hopefully we can keep them going. But James did a lot for this parish, for the Holy Name Society of this parish, for the ladies' sodality of this parish, and of course, with his wife who preceded him to the next realm, he also did a lot for the Legion of Mary. And I'm the director of the Legion of Mary for the whole diocese, so I know what he did or what he did not do. And of course, Monica was here for many years until she couldn't do it anymore, and then I had to go take care of her and also her sister, who preceded her in death, I believe. I can't remember her name right now. There's a mental block. But anyway, we pray for them. And every day when we celebrate the Feast of St. Monica, I pray for this Monica and remind Jim, this is the feast of your wife. You better pray for her, or else she's going to come back and get you. And she would. Anyway, there are even funny things, even among the sadnesses of life. But until recently, and I was able to see him just about 10 days ago, maybe less. And I said to those who were around me, and one of his sons was there, I think Jim was his name, or Michael. Either way, I said, you know, he looks really tired. And of course, that meant something, because it was time. It was time to go to rest, and we say eternal rest. And of course, in heaven, where is our home and our goal, we shall rest. Rest from what? Rest from all the troubles of this life, from all the people that afflict us and cause us pain, from all the illnesses, from all the things that cause us temptation and sin in this life. Once we have crossed that door, Jim cannot sin anymore, nor we when we go there. But we can pray for him. He can pray for us. He can do nothing for himself. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But he is praying for us, I hope, from purgatory, or maybe, who knows, perhaps already in heaven, though we do not presume to say such a thing. Only the Pope can canonize, and this Pope doesn't seem to be doing much of anything. So he's not going to do it. So we will not canonize him. It is God's place and his duty to canonize anyone that is canonized, and the Holy Church will pronounce it in good time. But James, I assure you, if he's not already in heaven, is on his way to heaven. And that is something that should give you comfort and joy. Because there are many people in the world today, they're not going to go to purgatory, and they're not going to go to heaven. Guess where they're going? The majority of people that you meet on the street, that is where they're going, because they're living very immoral, evil lives. James did not do that. He lived as a good Catholic man, and among other things, of course, he was also a true patriot of his country. And of course, there's so many things with this country that are going on. We need to pray for them, and he can pray for them better than we can. So we hope that we are with him and he is with us in spirit. We will give Christian burial, as is the teaching of the corporal works of mercy, to his body, which now lies in the sleep of death until Christ returns in glory. And then all the tombs shall be opened, and that old tired body that is there will come to life, and he will be 20 years old again. When we rise from the dead, we will not be old and fat and bald or whatever. He will be young and handsome again. And I have a picture that he gave me of his wedding. That is what he's going to look like, or better even. So that is what we pray for, and that is what we hope for. That is what you still are working towards your salvation. And if you're not, you better get your you-know-what and gear and get to work. Because only for those who persevere till the end, only they shall be saved. So James, pray for me. Pray for this, your parish, this shrine of Our Lady, and pray for all its parishioners, and especially pray for your descendants, especially those who have left the practice of the faith, the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith and church, outside of which there is no salvation. Eternal rest went unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual life shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.